Well, good afternoon again, and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. I want to welcome you or welcome you back. I don't know if you were joined with us at noon, but we had a great time with the Festival of the Red folks and giving away those passes. And now we are in studio with Kevin Dalton and Tommy Kate of Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. It's really good to have you here. You were telling me you drove all the way from Somerset.
Yeah, a little bit west of Somerset. I live out in Nancy, Kentucky.
So not a terrible trip. You've been here before, obviously, because you played at Steam Engine.
Yeah.
What was your experience like playing at Steam Engine?
It was one of the best we've had, actually. We got to the honor of opening for Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle last year, and just loved the environment, and the crowd was so supportive, and still to this day, I have people messaging me about that. You know, I met a lot of new folks from that night. It was a good one.
Well, now we've been playing a few of the songs from your set there because, of course, we record when we do audio, and folks have enjoyed hearing you on WSKV. So I'm glad you got at least some personal connection from folks that enjoyed that.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, thank you so much for that.
Now, tell us a little bit about. More about you, Kevin Dalton. When did you get started with music, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, pretty much all of it, yeah. I got my first guitar when I was 6, and learned a couple of chords then. Didn't get real serious about it till I was about 11, but from the time I was 11, that's pretty much all I've done. Just play music. I spent most of my teenage years locked in my room, get out and shoot basketball a little bit, but come back and try to learn some new licks and everything like that, and started writing in my early 20s, and been doing it daily since.
Now, I've seen you in videos. I can't remember if it was it Summer Sessions, or I've seen you even on KET in some of their local music spotlights. Mm-hmm. So have you gotten a lot of exposure with your music?
Yeah, quite a bit. Ironically, you know, it's I've always had quite a bit of support, but it's just been just now over the last couple of months that we've actually, you know, put out a CD, had product. You know, we've been playing around for 5 years and with this band, and just about every show, every place we've been, you know, people will ask me, you know, well, do you have something to sell? And I'm like, no, I'm stupid. I don't have anything to sell.
We've reminded him of that routinely, too.
Yeah, Tommy's been on me ever since. And that's what I told him when we got here. It's like, I feel like we've been doing this forever, but at the same time, I feel like we're just now starting, you know. But the support we've had has been fantastic, yeah.
Well, you know, it is kind of different, I think, now than maybe it was 10, 15 years ago, where artists really have to be smart about how they market, and if they can have even a sticker. I'm amazed at how many people get turned on to other new artists just by stickers that somebody will get and have on anything. I've got some on my car, but you see them everywhere, and it's interesting how 10 years ago nobody had stickers, and now it's like you got to have stickers because somebody needs your name or something, you know, to hang on to. But I love the kind of the merch wars that have started among the local artists, because I get kind of hyped up about new t-shirt designs and things like that, you know. And I don't know, why not fangirl over, you know, local artists who have that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
so,
like I said, I've been real late to the game with that.
Reminding him. He needs to hear that.
Yeah.
So.
We just recently got t-shirts and sold them all like that, you know. And I haven't reordered them yet, of course. So here we are.
Yeah.
Back at square one.
You're going to have to reorder. Now, you do play some venues in Lexington pretty often. Where are some of the places that folks can see you or have seen you, places you like to play?
Twist of Cork is one of my favorite places. The environment there and the folks that own it, Prentice and Mama Sue, if anybody's familiar with those folks, are some of the nicest in the world. And so play there usually once a month or so, but then occasionally around the area. We've got a show coming up, in March at the Burl. I forget
8th.
The date. Yeah, maybe.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday, yeah. With Don Rogers, who I'm a huge fan of.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
So tell me about your band, the Tuesday Blooms.
Well, let's start with this guy over here in the overalls. That's Tommy Kate. Started with him, actually. I was playing in a little bar in Somerset 5 years ago. And in the middle of one of my songs, I hear somebody in the back of the room tooting a harmonica, you know, And I was, after that song, I was like, where's that coming from? And everybody points to him, you know, so I have an extra mic up there. I hook it up real quick. I say, come on up here and play a couple of songs with me. And he came up, and I was just like, wow.
And, I was that obnoxious guy that you always see in the back of the bar playing the harmonica.
But he's, you know, played hundreds of shows with me since. It's been wonderful. Owen Reynolds plays upright bass with us, and Owen's played around with a lot of folks. And
yeah, he's a phenom in his own right.
Yeah,
for real.
He's a wizard. I call him the wizard.
Yeah.
Never met anyone with a more musical mind than him. Kelly Caldwell plays mandolin and fiddle and sings harmony vocals, and she's another one that's been playing in the bluegrass scene around forever. Corey White is playing keyboards and again, just an incredibly phenomenal musician he is, and songwriter as well. And occasionally we get to play a show where we need a drummer, and Ben Zimmerman gets to beat the drums with us some. So it's a world-class band as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this is pretty exciting because when I got to see you, there were only three of you.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get over the sound, how much sound three guys could make in that space. And it was phenomenal. So I know that with full band, my hair would be blowing back.
Yeah, that's a huge attribute to this guy over here, this harmonica. He's kind of, I've called him the David Gilmour harmonica because he doesn't just traditionally play harmonica. He comes in, he's got more gear than any of us. And so he's playing through all these pedal boards and everything. And so you'll lots of times, you know, we're playing and somebody's like, where's that organ coming from? You know?
And it's him.
And it's a harmonica.
See, I had a similar kind of experience. Like, where is that coming from? And somebody there next to me was like, it's the harmonica guy. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No, nobody's complaining, trust me.
But I've had a lot of people tell me this, and I feel the same way, but I feel like that what makes us a little bit different than most that you'll hear around and makes us stand out a little bit is what Tommy contributes to us and how he approaches that instrument and how he adds to what we do in a non-traditional way, because we're trying our best to not be so traditional.
Now tell us about the new album.
It's called Paper Airplanes, and it was just released New Year's Eve, actually. And it's a collection of songs. Like I said, we've been doing this for so long. I've got such a backlog of songs. I could have released a five-sided CD, you know, at once. So picking and choosing which songs to put on this first one was the hard thing to do. But I sat down and kind of made logical sense of kind of a timeline, because I write everything from a personal perspective of, you know, my life and experiences and such. So it's basically a series of journal entries over the last 5 years of things that have happened in my life. And some of it's down, some of it's up, but that's the way life is, and that's the way paper airplanes fly, you know. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, give us some of the song titles on your album, the new one.
Well, I have to flip it over here and look. The Devil in the Details is what we kick off with. A lot of these songs, you know, they've been so well received where we've been playing them so much that it feels like they've been on a record forever, because mm-hmm. a lot of people know them already. The Seventh Wind, Paper Airplanes is the title cut. The Dirt, Beneath the Jealous Moon is a tune I wrote for my daughter. It's personal and very close to my heart. Wheelhouse, The Things I Can't Change, which I've always said is, I feel like, the only country song I've ever written.
Mm-hmm.
Song called Broken Records, Bring the Dog, Like a Bird. I got a thing for animals, apparently, I just realized. I Ain't Here, and Roses and Gypsies is the ending track on there.
Nice. Now, I've heard quite a few of those because I did get to see you live, and I think folks are really going to enjoy that. Where did you record it?
I actually recorded it at my house. That's one of the issues why we never had anything, because it was always a question of, where do we do it? Do we feel comfortable doing it here? Do we have the money to do it there? And finally, through the luck of some Christmas gifts from my girlfriend and her family, they just said, stupid, record an album. Here's your stuff, you know? And I thought, great, you know? So I get it, and I hook it up, and I make myself a little room in the basement, and I think, okay. You know, I used to record on four tracks and eight tracks and those kind of things, and It wasn't too difficult then, but then, you know, you load Pro Tools in there and you realize, okay, there's a whole lot to this, you know. So the process of actually getting this record done, it took me about a year, and that was just because of me learning how to do that and realizing what an art, you know, the engineer of sound design and doing that kind of thing is. You know, it's not just plug and play. It's, there's a lot of work to get it the way you want it to be. And, you know, I still can't say it's exactly as good as I wanted it to turn out, but I'm pretty proud of what we did in my room, you know.
Well, we're excited to hear more about it. Now, where can folks find it if they want to purchase?
Well, at this point, it's, I mean, of course, it's on all of the streaming places. You can download it on iTunes and everything in the digital world. To get a physical copy, you about got to run into me somewhere. We're actually revamping and building a website right now that should be live next week. And at that point, people will be able to order it online, you know, and we can ship it out that way as well.
Good deal. Now, we've got coming up in the next couple of months, we kick off festival season. Do you have any festival appearances lined up?
Actually, we do not. Again, that's I'm king procrastinator. And, you know, it was so focused on getting this record done. And by the time, you know, we got it done and we had it, we played a festival at home in Somerset for New Year's Eve. And that was the debut of it, you know, but everything was focused so much on that. By the time we got it out and I started submitting, I realized everybody's already, you know,
locked in.
Yeah, you know, it used to be, you know, we played Romp and, you know, MMF a few times and these things, and people used to book a lot, you know, announce a lot later than they actually do now. And I'm sure there's some stuff out there that I'm just not aware of that we may still luck out and get on, but as far as, you know, a lot of the major ones that we're familiar with, it's, we kind of missed the boat on that, I'm afraid. I was talking to the Festival of the Red guy outside. I was like, hey, man, how you doing? Nope, too late.
Well, but there may be somebody listening who would be interested in booking you for an event, or, like, do you do house parties or house shows and things?
Yeah.
How do folks reach you for booking?
Any sort of social media outlet. You can email me at kevindaltonmusic@gmail.com, and... but beyond that, you know, like I said, we're on Instagram, Facebook, all those places where everybody spends too much time.
Yes. Very, very, what do they call it? Time suckage. That's what it is. I'd love to have that time back that I've wasted. But we're going to grab Radio Angels that you played at Steam Engine Session Room and drop that in. And we've got a short break to take, and we'll be back with more with Kevin Dalton and Tommy Kate of the Tuesday Blooms. We'll be right back.
Raised on the Cumberland and damned if I should dream of someplace further than the kitchen where he stood. He was clutching to a Bible like a holy roller should. And I got damned, I got saved, I got lost in the wood. Well, I found myself a savior in the green stamp store. Me ma bought me my first guitar, and we headed out the door. Well, I was born with dreams and rhythm, so I taught myself some chords. And I got damned, I got saved, I got lost in the woods. But radio angels would call on me, burning like a fire in my soul. Radio angels would call on me to write myself a Bible of my own. Where the holy roller stood, so I'd sneak and listen to the devil, because the devil sounded good. Fitting still with burning motion, and the smoke, it smelled so good. And I got damned, I got saved, I got lost in the woods. smokehouse with my guitar and the blues, and later strapped across my back where I got my first tattoo. This is music leads to freedom. If freedom's what you choose, and I got damned, I got saved, I got lost in the wood. Myself a Bible of my own.
Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms, that one at Steam Engine Session Room. And I'm probably talking over it. All right. So it was still going. Now, did I hear you say you tune harmonicas?
Yes.
Explain that, because how, I mean, when you take it apart, it's got to be little bitty tiny pieces, right?
Well, yeah, it is, but it's not that bad. And it's not, so one, after you've done it a time or two, it's really, really simple to do. But it's just, so if it's sharp, then you've got to flatten it a little bit, and you scrape a little bit off the reed down next to the rivet, and that slows it down. It'll bring it, and it'll flatten it. And if it's flat and you need to sharpen it back up, then you take a little bit off the end of the reed, and it'll speed it up and bring it up again.
So, okay. So what are you taking off?
Metal. I mean, you've got to scrape metal off the
reed.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you know how much?
Well, it's kind of trial and error, and I've screwed it up a whole bunch, and there's a lot of sacrificial harmonicas laying in my shop. So, but it's really, I mean, it sounds like it's magic, but it's not. It's very simple to do once you've done it a time or two. It's really easy to do.
Okay. Well, I thought it was magic when I learned that there was more than one key of harmonica you could get. I was like, what? They're not all the same. Like, they're not making. So, yeah, educate folks about harmonicas who maybe don't know, because I don't know a lot. The little bit I know blew me away.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got lots of keys, and then you got, of course, to play with Kevin, I've got this whole collection of harmonicas, because, you know, he plays all this weird stuff, and he'll holler at me and say, oh, yeah, this is in G-flat minor, and, you know, they don't make a G-flat minor harmonica. Or they may, but I've never seen it.
So you just have to, like, adapt.
Yeah, you just have to adapt. Okay. So I carry a lot of harmonicas with me, just in case, because you never know what you're going to need when you play with him, so... But yeah, so I've got sharps and flats, and I've got lows and highs. Some of the, like a regular G would be a really high harmonica. Well, a regular G harmonica is kind of low, so I've got a high G, and the regular D sometimes is kind of high, so I've got a low D. And so I've got, you know, depending on what the song is and what the needs are, I've got I've got kind of a selection that I can choose from.
Well, that's awesome. Now, like, are they expensive? Are harmonicas, because I imagine they're like every other instrument. You got your high end, your middle, and your low end. But I mean, what is the cost of a really, really good harmonica?
Well, so what you get into are these custom built harmonicas that are, you know, they're anywhere from $150 to $300 a harmonica. Tommy doesn't own any of those, so no. I buy
sponsorship. Sponsorship.
That's what we need right there.
Yeah, that's it. No, I just play regular off the shelf Hohner Special 20s or Hohner Golden Melodies, and now I'll tweak them a little bit, and I change some stuff on them. But they're $50-ish, something like that. So it's not. It's probably one of the cheaper instruments you can get. I own cheaper instruments, but they play like cheap instruments. So no, it's not, you know, it's not like buying expensive guitars or drums or things like that. So that's why I can have 24 of them in the box that I carry around with me. So
now, when did you get into harmonica? Because that just seems like an odd instrument to pick up.
Yeah, and I truthfully can't answer. I mean, I've always had a harmonica, and somebody gave me, I don't remember if it was my grandfather or somebody gave me harmonicas when I was a kid, and I've just always had one and always tootled around on them. And, you know, I got I'd go through periods where, you know, when I was in college, well, it was nobody else played harmonica. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd drag mine out and we'd all play and we'd jam, and I was the only harmonica player there was there. And so that was great fun. But then I had kids and put the harmonica down and didn't do anything with it for years, and then picked it back. So, you know, just go through cycles where I pick it up and play it, and then I don't. And but since I met Kevin, I've played the daylights out of it. So,
so it sounds like you found a good fit for what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, a very good fit. It's, you know, and you find that sometimes you just find that connection where everything fits together. And playing with Kevin, it's the stuff I hear in my head all the time. I mean, I fuss at him because all he plays are sad songs in minor keys. But golly, I love playing the harp for sad songs in minor keys. It really sounds good. And so yeah, we've had a good time together. We've had a good time playing together.
So have you played previously with other bands? Or, I mean, I've never seen an ad for a harmonica guy. You know, we're looking for a harmonica guy for our band. You know, I mean,
there's a reason for that.
You see, they're looking for bass players. You see, they're looking for lead guitar. I've never seen an ad for a harmonica player. So
we've got a really bad reputation because we can be really obnoxious. So, I play with a couple of other bands occasionally. I play with a local blues artist in Somerset. You know, we'll do three or four shows a year, and I play in my praise band at church every Sunday. So, but really the thing that I love doing the most is working with Kevin and playing Kevin stuff. So I keep pushing him to where we can get to do this full. He does it full time. I actually have a daytime job. So I keep pushing him to where, let's get the CD done. Let's, you know, get these festivals. Let's get to where we can do this more often.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you all seem to play together so well, and it seems like you're having such a great time playing.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. We are having a great time playing.
Yeah.
So
we're 13-year-old kids on the playground.
Yeah.
Every time we get to
yeah,
do it.
Exactly.
It's the most fun, and I was kind of clueless about harmonica too, being in music from such a young age. You know, harmonica is one of the things that, you know, I never, you know, I had one as a kid too, but it felt like a toy. You know?
Right.
And I could only make it sound like a toy. I didn't know it could have. Such possibilities. And but truth is, you know, at the time when I met Tommy is you know, I had this in my head, you know, I wanted to find a fiddle player, a violinist, you know, to fit this part. And hearing what he does, it just kind of completely replaced the need for that and more, you
mm-hmm.
know. And you know, all of his, I thought maybe he had two or three harmonicas. I didn't know, you know. And one of the first times we played together, he brought in this big briefcase type thing and opened it up, and it was like the scene in Pulp Fiction, you know, where it just glowed.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
out of it, you know, and it's
what's
just
in the case?
Yeah, it's like Batman. He's got all these toys in there, and it's not just harmonica. He'll show up at a gig with a flute one time, and that he just got at a yard sale or something and just started playing flute all of a sudden, and has this knack for picking up odd, strange instruments, and he'll incorporate them somehow. They always work.
Well, as a listener, I mean, I appreciate that kind of unique spin on things, you know, and to hear that maybe instrument that you don't normally hear in a certain kind of flavor of music. So I think that's cool that you do that.
Thank you very much.
But I do think it's funny you referred to his music as weird when you're kind of the one bringing some of the weirdness, right?
He makes me weirder.
Weirder. Weird scales are tipping today. But that is really good. And, you know, it is something that I think kind of it's like an accent or something. I mean, you hear people talk, but that accent is what kind of sticks in your mind. For me, that's what harmonica does for a song. It's like, oh, it just gives it something different.
Yeah, it does the same thing for me.
All right.
And not just for what we're doing, but Tommy's involved, you know. He's taught at harmonica conventions around the country, am I right about that?
And
while ago I failed to mention, you were talking about festivals. Actually, the Masked Musicians Festival this year is featuring Tommy, you know, as a harmonica player.
No, it's not featuring. I'm just playing.
No, no, he's being featured because the headliner is a Blues Traveler, you know, John Harper.
Ooh.
So, you know, that guy's gonna have to pack a lunch to keep up with Tommy Cave that day.
Whatever. In my dreams.
But that is kind of neat that, you know, that you would be highlighted. And again, because it is kind of an odd, I mean, as far as when you think of bands and instruments, I mean, it is kind of that little odd piece. Now, I often see solo artists with one strapped to their face and doing other things.
Right.
And for me, sometimes they don't do that part as well as they're doing other things. And so it doesn't, to me, have the same effect as you dedicated just wailing on that thing.
Well, and it's hard to wail on it when it's on a rack in front of your face. Mm-hmm. I mean, although I have heard people that can wail on it. So, but yeah, it's a lot. I'm not coordinated enough to do both of those at the same time. So I just do one.
Well, you do it very, very well.
Thank you very much.
Now, what are some of the plans that you have for the future? You've got a new album, you've got merch, you've got shows you're playing. What are some of your long-term plans?
To let the airplane fly as far as it'll fly. We're actually, like I said, I've got such a backlog of songs. We're immediately starting to work on the next record. So within the next 4 months, hopefully, we'll actually have something else to put out. Just continue to push through and find new places to play and new ears to listen to it. And, you know, hopefully with help from folks like you, you know, where it means a lot to get into different areas and be exposed a little more than just, you know, the circles we've been running in for the last little bit. But hope to just get out and play more and write more, do it all.
Do it all.
Stay on the playground. Yeah.
Well, I guess we need to take us a break and maybe get you guys set up over here in the band room. And I don't want to play a song that you're going to play for us today. So let me tell you what I have that we haven't played. I Ain't Here, Paper Airplanes, The Devil in the Details, and The Dirt. Were you planning on playing all of those?
I never have a plan. So
I'll agree with that. He never has a plan.
So if you want to pick one of those, I'll drop it in with our break there, and
let's play The Dirt from what you've got there.
Okay,
that's rough on my voice this early in the day.
So. All right. Well, folks, we are in studio here with Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. And we are going to take a short break, and we're going to hear The Dirt that was recorded live at the Steam Engine Session Room. And then we'll hit up our news break, and by that time, we should be in good shape and ready to come to you live from the band room here in Irvine on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM, WSKV. You all stay tuned.
Sacred fire, if water.
passion of dreams, dear. Then this drought was just made up in our mind. But trust me, we can't blame the April snow. The winter was dry and cold and left us ten below. But trust.
Hi, this is Angela Pearley of Angela Pearley and the Howling Moons, and you're listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM, your one-of-a-kind, all-of-the-time station.
Else's fool. You've got to play by your own rules. There's a thin, thin line between the rhymes and the truth. Not knowing who's in charge of either one. Visions of tomorrow always well within my view. Begging me to chase the setting sun. Take a hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've got to play by your own rules. Else's fool. You've got to play by your own.
Oops, you're listening to Bluegrass Breakout. You never know. We had a little bit of issue getting set up here with Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. Tommy Kate here is in the house with us. And so what is it you guys are going to play for us first?
We're going to start off with the lead track on the record, The Devil in the Details.
That is one of my favorites, so go for it.
All right. You ready, Tommy?
I'm ready.
Will you turn this river into wine? And how long must I work these fields till I see a little life on the vine? It's been pouring rain for 19 days. I wonder if I'll ever see the sun. Well, this old heart just wants to ramble, pack up out of here and gamble, chase and ghost and race for number. I want to try a thing or two I've never done. And how long, sweet Jesus, for the worry finds a home outside my mind. And what's wrong with my baby, Lord? Every time she looks at me, she's crying. And have I lost my way? There's the hell to pay. I can't seem to shake the evil chasing me. With two hellhounds on my trail and the devil in the details, I try not to pay attention to the three. Gonna try a thing or two before I leave.
Kevin Dalton and Tommy Cates. So what was the inspiration for that song? Was it like just a day that every detail caused a problem or what?
It was more like the problems brought out the details.
Uh-huh.
it's a song about a time when, you know, it just seemed like I couldn't catch a break with anything. Everything was kind of, you know, we all go through that. And a lot of times you want to look for blame in this and blame for that. And you know, I think the devil in the details, that saying is kind of particular to this, just for, you know, recognizing, you know, if you really look at it, sometimes it's not what you think it is the problem. And you find that out. So eventually it turned into just a song about hope, you know, hoping things
good. And loved hearing that harmonica out there. That was nice. He gets fired up on that one, I think, a little bit.
Oh, she's bragging on you, Tommy. He can't hear you right now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I can't hear you, but thank you.
Oh, here. Maybe I should come out in the room like that.
That's good. Uh-huh.
Is that better? Okay. Now, you've got another song for us, and I asked before, I said, now, what songs are you going to do? And then it was kind of like, well, it's just whatever Kevin decides, and it's sometimes out of the air. What are you feeling next?
Next, we're going to do Beneath a Jealous Moon, the song I wrote for my daughter. Her name is Magnolia, and she's 5. And actually, the Tuesday Blooms, I named after her. She was born on a Tuesday. And it seemed like every week, you know, the first year or so, something new happened every Tuesday. I mean, it was a weird thing. So it was just, you know, it's been amazing to watch her bloom. And I knew, you know, once we started this, I wanted to somehow dedicate what I do to her, because I do everything for her. And so that's where the Tuesday Blooms came from.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Fell in love with an innocent girl. She opened my eyes and showed me a world that I never known. We fell asleep up in her room, counting the stars and chasing the moon. You know the sky is sometimes cruel, but don't you run away. Now please don't you run away. So don't you run away from me too soon. Just hold me close beneath the jealous moon. Fell in love with a beautiful girl, with sunshiny eyes and a river of curls, and a smile that lights up a room. She doesn't say it with words, she doesn't have to, but there's a place in her dreams where life becomes true. Well, I know, 'cause I've been there too. So don't you run away. Now please don't you run away. So don't you run away like some girls do. Just hold me close beneath the jealous moon. Thank you.
fell in love with an innocent girl. She opened my eyes and showed me a world. Now I know it's true.
Kevin Dalton, that was lovely.
Thank you.
And we're going to take just a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear another selection by Kevin Dalton.
Hey, this is Luna of Luna and the Mountain Jets, and I want to give a shout out to my hometown of Louisa, Kentucky. Thanks for listening like a local to Pickup Country 104.9.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. And we're happy to have Kevin Dalton in the house with Tommy Kate of Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. And tell us what you're going to do for us next.
We were just discussing that. So we've paper, rock, scissors, and we're going to do a tune called The Things I Can't Change.
Sounds good. You guys take it away.
There ain't enough pills in this bottle. There ain't enough green in these fields. There ain't enough shine from the moonlight to shadow the pain that I feel. There ain't enough rope in the bedroom to keep me here hanging around. You kill all my dreams with a hammer. There ain't no place that I can lay down. There ain't enough knives in the kitchen. There ain't enough shells for my gun. There ain't enough gin in this bottle to wash off the blood from my tongue. There ain't enough words in the Bible to give me a moment of faith that someday all can be forgiven and we'll both find reason to stay. But this is the last time you'll ever see me crying. So this is the last time I call out your name. And this is the one tell you I'm sorry for the things I can't change. The darkness, there's peace in the silence. And I can't stand to turn on the light to see where you're supposed to be dreaming. The emptiness cuddles me tight. Rain enough pills in this bottle. There ain't enough green in these fields. There ain't enough chords on my guitar to show you how I really feel. But this is last time you'll ever see me crying. So this is the last time I call out your name. And this is can't change, to tell you I'm sorry for the things I can't change.
Little bluegrass breakout here with Kevin Dalton and Tommy Kate of the Tuesday Blooms. And we thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. We've got more when we come back from this next break. We're also going to hear a minute from Tyler Booth, who had a big announcement yesterday. He was just signed with Sony Records. So we'll do that, and we'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Casey Campbell of Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle, and you're listening like a local to Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Tyler Booth and Hank Crankin People, congratulations to him on that signing with Sony Records. Excited for him. But we're excited for us, too, because we are here in the studio with Kevin Dalton and Tommy Kate of Tommy Dalton and Tommy Dalton. Look, I've done combined you. How's that work? Kevin Dalton and Tommy Cates of Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. And, you've got another song for us before we bring you back in to talk to you. What are you going to play for us?
All right, yeah, we're going to do one called, what are we doing? The Seventh Wind. The Seventh Wind is what we're going to do.
Take it away.
All this time I've been high, I've been lying, I've been trying, I've been crying, and I've been wasting my time. And I was wrong, and I was right, and I was dark, and I was night. I was drowned in a sea full of spite. But on the seventh wind, I sent my wishes out to say, on the seventh wind, I sent my wishes out to say, and I'll grab a hold of that rope, and I'll float away as well. still the sun, still the stars, still the moon, still the cars. I'm a highway, the radio's you. Still my thoughts, still my dreams, still my songs and everything. Still I lay in a river of blue. And on the seventh wind, I sent my wishes out to sail. And on the seventh wind, I sent my wishes out to sail. And I'll grab a hold of that rope, and I'll float away as well. Was white, her hands were cold, and I was right after all. After all. Time I've been high, I've been lying, I've been trying, I've been crying, and I've been wasting my time. But on the seventh wind, I set my wishes out to sail. But on the seventh wind, I set my wishes out to sail.
Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms. We are going to let them transition back here into the studio and give them a chance to kind of catch their breath a little bit and get comfortable. And we'll get back to going over those dates that they've got coming up and all of that vital information, because I know they've made some new fans here today. And so we'll be back in just a few. But right now we are going to hear from Miss Sarah Beth Terry. She is an Estill County native and she's got her new album out. But this is one that I just love. It's called When Men and Mountains Meet. Here she is, Miss Sarah Beth Terry, the Queen.
Man on the mountain ain't there by accident. He gave it a name and made his claim, and up he went and found his way all the way to the top and had a seat, proving great things are done when men and mountains meet. There are riches waiting just outside of reach, and there are lessons only Appalachians teach. There's black stone hidden in her heart you can burn for heat, proving great things are done when men and mountains me. They're called hillbillies and bridge runners and backwood folk, Highlanders and bushwhackers and black jago. They gave me a man who's as tall as a tree and has gypsy feet, proving great things are done when men and mountains meet. One day I'll leave the foothills of my past behind, and only pack what will fit in a sack and start to climb. Join the family name that's waiting there for me, to prove great things are done when men and mountains meet. They're called hillbillies and bridge runners and backwood folk, Highlanders and bushwhackers and black jago. Gave me a man who's as tall as a tree and has gypsy feet, proving great things are done when men and mountains meet. They're called hillbillies and ridge runners and backwood folk, and bushwhackers of black jago. They gave me a man who's as tall as a tree and has gypsy feet, proving great things are done when men and mountains meet.
I can't.
Eric Bolander and The Wind. You are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM, WSKV, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. And we have been here in studio with Kevin Dalton and Tommy Kate of the Tuesday Blooms. And I appreciate you guys coming in and playing all that great music for us.
Thanks so much for having us. We've enjoyed it.
Now, we need to go over some shows coming up. You said you do have a festival booked, after all.
Yeah. I was after I made that mistake a while ago, I got a text from my buddy Jeremy. hi, Jeremy, if you're still listening. But we're doing the Sweetland of Liberty Fest in West Liberty, Kentucky, 4th of July. So that slipped my mind earlier. I'm still half asleep. This is early for me.
And you've got the show at the Borough.
Yeah, and tonight, actually, we're playing down in Berea. We're doing the Tate Sessions, which is put on by the Berea Arts Council. So we're excited to do that tonight. And Saturday, we're back up here in Richmond at the Richmond Beer House. And here and there and everywhere a little bit. I'm not sure beyond that, so I'd take it day by day.
Well, you do have an album that is available today.
Yep.
Tell folks where to get it again.
Get it on iTunes or Spotify, Amazon, all those places. You can get it digitally anywhere, physically. Come to Berea tonight and check us out, and we'll gladly give you one.
So you are one of the cool kids, and when you go do a show, you do have your merch with you, your CD, and you're going to reorder those shirts, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm
look at Tommy laughing.
I'm learning that. I'm trying real hard to.
He's
do that.
A real slow learner.
I played last week in Louisville and with Dave Ernst and Dan Kahn, and Dan comes in and he's got his own little presentation, you know, of how he sits, you know, and everybody does that, and I don't have that together yet, but. So, but yeah, they're there with me, and I'll let you know that they're there. So hopefully that works that way.
Well, I understand, you know, when you do go to set up a show and you have merch, then you have to have somebody watching your merch and selling your merch while you're on stage and that kind of thing. So it does kind of complicate things. But I'm told by artists that that really helps them keep gas in their tank. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's, you know, it's getting a little bit from playing is great, but, you know, the extra money from selling the merch and the music mainly, you mm-hmm. know, and that's the thing. I hate to have to sell it. You know, I wish I could give it to everybody because that's what it's all about is just, I want, you know, to share it. That's what the whole point of it is, you know, hoping people will listen to it. So the people that care enough to hand you money for it is very important and very appreciated.
Indeed. And here at Pickup Country, we try to encourage folks always to go to the shows, to buy the merch, to buy the music, because it is important. And that is, it's just like we had Jeff Cox on Tuesday, and he was saying, you vote with your dollars. So if you like an artist, you know, vote for that artist with your money. That's kind of how they survive, and they get to eat and that kind of thing. That's important to all of us. So if you care about the music, that is a way to show that love. So you've got a good support system, it sounds like, with your band and with folks that do enjoy your music and follow you around. You've got a good following on Facebook. What can folks expect tonight at your show?
Tonight we're going to kind of dive into this record a little deeper, and it's one of those shows that's, you know, it's built as a listening room, so it's the opportunity to, you know, kind of give the story behind the songs a little bit and where they come from and play some that's not on here, just kind of give the background of each of the songs individually.
All right. Well, folks, you better get out there and see him tonight and the band. It's going to be a great time. And don't forget about when is that festival in it's in West Liberty, right?
Yeah, it's 4th of July.
4th of July.
Yeah, that weekend, and I'm not exactly sure which day we're playing, but just the 4th of July weekend for sure.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, folks, you've heard it all from Kevin Dalton and Tommy Gaines. You've even learned about harmonicas, a lot of stuff you didn't know. I've learned stuff. I always enjoy learning. But we will be back with you for more Bluegrass Breakout next Tuesday. And go check out Kevin Dalton. Go see him at the show. Go buy his CD and bug him about getting T-shirts, because that helps spread the word, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to sign off then. You guys be blessed. Have a great afternoon. And I'm going to leave you with another one by Kevin Dalton and the Tuesday Blooms from their performance at the Steam Engine Session Room. I'm going to leave you with I Ain't Here, because guess what? After this is over, I ain't here. So you all take care. And don't forget, I love y'all. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Another original tune is called I Ain't Here. It goes a little something like this. 1, 2...
Things nice and slow, like the sun going up and the sun coming down. Waiting in the morning for the biscuit to brown. I light another cigarette and take a toke. Pour a cup of coffee for the Holy Ghost. You know, he's been looking at me all year. But you can tell by the look in my eyes. It occurred to me on Sunday last, when the preacher spoke about our checkered past, he started throwing stones at all my sins. But he ain't got aim blowing into the wind. I took off a running, trying to search for truth. Ran into Joshua, Judge, and Ruth. You know, they don't know. Buzzing around the morning like a honeybee, clutching on the faithful mama's rosary. And it's home I'm missing, and all your kissing. But the fingers bleed on my left hand for playing lead guitar in your wedding band. So no, you don't know shape I'm in. But you can tell by the look in my eyes I ain't.
Tommy Kate. On the faithful mama's rosary. And it's home I'm missing, and all your kissing. But the fingers bleed on my left hand for playing lead guitar in your wedding band. So no, you don't know shape I'm in. But you can tell by the look in my eyes I ain't. Look in my